T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back with you on a Monday, 10:33 here on KMBZ. We turn now to the city of St. Louis and what the mayor did on Friday that prompted hundreds of protesters to go to her home on Sunday asking her to resign, which also prompted a video that's out that appears to show a couple pointing guns at protesters. Then President Trump retweeted that video. Uh-huh. And so there are a lot of layers to this story, and we'll start with the mayor. Tell me a little bit about, is it Lyda?
Lyda Crewson, yeah.
Tell me about Lyda Crewson.
Lyda Crewson has had a rocky career as St. Louis mayor. She took over for a guy who had been mayor for, I think, 4 terms in a row, and was very well liked. I mean, you know, very well liked in quotes, because he's a politician. You're always going to find people who they're going to hate him. But in her first, and she's only been there, I think, for the last 3 or 4 years as mayor. She, you know, she had been in politics for a long time before that, but she's only been mayor for a fairly short period of time. And there have been protests at her house probably 4 or 5 times in that period for different things that she had done in the city. So she's not terribly well-liked, even among her constituency that voted for her, because she's seen as a kind of a hands-off, do-nothing mayor by an awful lot of people. But what she did when she started giving out names and addresses of protesters was by any measure, I mean, you know, and this is where politics loses all meaning, because whether you're liberal, conservative, you know, Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever, if you think that the right thing to do for a mayor of a city is to go out and start giving out names and addresses of people who are protesting anything, no, you're not going to find a lot of support for that idea in any political circle, which she found out within minutes of doing that. People were just excoriating her. And of course, that led to even more protests. Rather than being out in the streets, though, they were at her house.
So here's how this started. There was a live video briefing on Friday. I can't remember if it was on Facebook Live, but it was during a live briefing on Friday. Yeah. She was asked about meeting with protesters outside City Hall. In response, the mayor read letters submitted to her by protesters out loud during the video, including the names and both partial and full addresses of those calling to defund the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. So later in the day, yes, people react quickly and strongly to her reading the names and addresses of protesters. That's what she did. Later in the day, she releases a statement that says the names and addresses that she read are public information. That's how she defended it initially. Story evolves a little bit, and then Friday, later in the day, she comes out with this tweet. This was 9:41 p.m. on Friday. I'd like to apologize for identifying individuals who presented letters to me at City Hall today. This was during one of my Facebook updates as I was answering routine questions. Never did I intend to harm anyone or cause distress. The update is removed, and again, I apologize. So over the weekend, there were calls for her to resign. She is insisting she will not step down. Her spokesman came out and told CNN she is not resigning. There was no malicious intent. She took down the video. Although the information is still out there. I mean, you can take it down all you want. The information is out there now, and yeah, she is not resigning.
Right. So in the middle of all of this, as we said, I mean, the protests moved from City Hall and areas in downtown St. Louis to where Lidecrucin lives. And Lidecrucin lives in an area of town called the Central West End. And the CWE is... It's around... Okay, so there's a big college...
It's a part Washington of St. Louis I like.
Yeah, Washington University is right near there. And and it's very moneyed. And it's between downtown St. Louis and Clayton, which is kind of a businessy upscale district. But the CWE is very nice and very tony, and it's full of mansions and lawyers and occasionally people who walk out on their front lawn and point guns at protesters, which is what happened yesterday.
So now the video is out that appears to show a St. Louis couple that we are affectionately calling, I didn't know Ken until you told me that it's Ken and Karen. I didn't know Ken was the male version. That shows them pointing gun at protesters in front of their house. They had guns, and it appears to show them aiming these guns at protesters. And now this is what has made, I mean, I saw it first out of The Guardian, out of the UK. That's how big of a story this has become.
Well, yeah, and the fact is that, I mean, of course, as soon as something like this happens, people start wondering, okay, who are these people who are out there breaking the law? Now, mm-hmm. It should be noted for the record here that there is a difference between, because you do have a right, as long as you're licensed and everything else, you do have a right to walk out onto your own property armed, especially if you feel as though you're under threat. So being armed is not the problem. The problem is they, or at least she, were pointing guns at the crowd. That's called brandishing, and that you can't do. Okay, that is patently illegal. So people started wondering, okay, who are these two who were going out there? And now it should also be noted for the record here, the protests did not involve them. They were walking past their house. And it was not a violent protest. I mean, nobody was getting out of hand. It was a bunch of people marching past their house to get to the mayor's house. So as people started wondering, who are these two? They found out that they're a couple of, let's be kind and just call them personal injury attorneys. They run their own law firm in St. Louis. And that's what they do for a living, is they're personal injury attorneys. Now, you'd figure that somebody who had that job would know better than to walk out and start brandishing a gun at a peaceful crowd, but maybe not entirely.
Yeah. The video of this scene has been viewed almost 9 million times, according to the Washington Post, as of this morning. Uh-huh. Here's how the Washington Post describes it, okay? As a peaceful crowd of about 500 walked along a private gated street, a white couple who emerged from a marble mansion had something else in mind. At about 6 p.m. Sunday, a barefoot man in a pink collared shirt walked out from the five-story house carrying a semi-automatic rifle as he appeared to threaten the group. A few feet away, a woman pointed a pistol at the crowd, her finger directly on the trigger. So that's the video now that you can see that's been viewed 9 million times. Now, as far as we know, you know, have we heard anything about if anything's going to happen to them?
Not yet. But there's a couple more things about...
Threaten is...
Yeah, you can't point a gun at somebody. But there's a couple more things about the video that have gotten interest. One is that the rifle that the guy is carrying, it's impossible to tell because we're dealing with photographs that were taken from, you know, 50 or 60 feet away. And I don't know guns well enough.
Right.
But in the experience that I do have, it kind of has that AR-15 look about it. However, there are several different versions of guns that have that exact same sort of profile. And the one that he's carrying looks a lot to me like the one that is actually, it's a 22. It's a 22 caliber rifle, which is not the AR-15. I mean, the AR-15 uses a much bigger bullet than that. So I'm pretty sure that that's what this guy's got. It's a gun that is designed to look mean, but it's actually... kind of a, well, I mean, it can still do some damage, but it's not the assault rifle that it looks like. As far as her pistol, I have absolutely no idea. But the one thing that people are pointing out is that pink collared shirt he's wearing is actually, it's not a collared shirt like you would think of, like an Oxford. It's more like an Izod. he's wearing a polo shirt and a pair of khakis, and she's wearing this black and white striped shirt that has a giant mustard stain on it. Now, I don't know why that people have seized on that, the fact that she's got a big mustard stain on her shirt, but you become a little less intimidating when you're wearing a salmon colored polo or you have a giant mustard stain on your shirt. So, I mean, you can live in a big mansion in the Central West End, but that doesn't mean that you, I'm trying to figure out a polite way to say this that doesn't involve me swearing. It doesn't mean you have any class. Just because you live in a classy joint, you can still be somebody who walks around with a big mustard stain on your shirt.
Okay, so if anybody wants to weigh in, give us a call, 576-7798, particularly about this couple. And if you want to talk about the St. Louis mayor resigning, I think that is just fascinating that she even did that, that she read the names and addresses of protesters, and we can talk about that, or whether this couple should be charged with anything. So the couple's been identified. It's all over the place. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is investigating. An incident summary from the police department said the couple called police after a group of people allegedly trespassed on a private street. The couple claimed they armed themselves after seeing other individuals armed. Believe what you want to believe. It's going to be hard for police to find out if that part's true, if there were people in that crowd who were armed. We just know what the video shows, which is this couple coming out and yelling, repeatedly shouting private property and get out as protesters walked by. Again, we've got, you know, 50 versions of a video of what they did. We don't know if people were trespassing, but should anything happen to this couple? Keeping in mind what John said, yes, you know, nobody's saying they can't have the guns. But especially if you've seen the video in aiming them at protesters, what do you think about the reaction to the story? Let's go to call on before we go take the break here. Let's go to Overland Park first and get Amy on the line with us. Hey, Amy.
Hello. Well, I was just listening to the story, and I've watched this video many times from different sources on Twitter. And I think it's interesting that you guys just now mentioned that they were on private property. This is a private gated community, which would mean it would be no different for them to come up basically to these people's front doors and start chanting. And this group had, who knows what they were up to? Maybe they were going to the mayor's house. These residents don't know that. All they see is 500. Imagine what 500 people coming into your neighborhood, yelling, chanting, whatever, up to basically your private property. It is your private property. They have every right to defend themselves and to protect their property. These groups have vandalized, they have looted, and who knows who these people are.
But you can't point a gun at somebody. It's against the law.
You know what? I have no problem with it.
I don't care whether you have a problem with it or not. It's against the law.
You know what? So is trespassing on private property.
Then call a cop.
They did. And guess what? Guess what's happening, Grayson? Cops aren't showing up.
But they, believe me, but you know, if a rich white couple in the Central West End calls the cops are going to show up.
Apparently they didn't. Because these people were out there for several minutes. I've seen the video telling people to leave, and the cops weren't there. And you know what? If anybody really wants to understand what's going on with Black Lives Matter, I believe that Black Lives Matter. I do not believe in the organization. Go to their Facebook page and read about what they are about.
This isn't about that. You still can't brandish a gun at somebody. It's against the law.
You can if you feel threatened.
No, you can't. If you cannot point a gun at somebody for just walking by. They were not on their property. No, they were on the street. And the fact that it's a gated community doesn't make any difference. It's not, you don't own that part of the street. You're on your own private property. They didn't walk on their grass. And even if they had walked on their grass, you still can't point a gun at somebody.
Grayson, it's a private neighborhood.
It doesn't make any difference. That doesn't mean you own the street.
They were on their lawn.
But they were pointing the guns at people who were on the street.
On their lawn, Grayson. You cannot be on their lawn. They were asked to leave.
If somebody walks across your lawn, you can't point a gun at them.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Grayson, if you feel threatened, the Castle Doctrine says you can't.
They did not feel threatened. They felt threatened by a bunch of unarmed people that were walking by.
How do you know that they did not feel threatened?
Because it's ridiculous.
No,
people walking. Yes, it is. People walking by. Was anybody? Was anybody? What was? I don't know what just happened to her. Nobody was screaming at
them.
Maybe
she hung up.
They were walking by their house. So the idea that you can go out and point a gun at them? No, Karen. I'm sorry. You can't.
The reason that they gave was that they thought they saw people with guns. And police have not come out and said that, to the idea, how would you feel if there was a big group of people walking down your street, 500 people walking down your street and chanting? It happened on the plaza.
I mean, I'd probably join them.
We've had it happen here, in our city. So we'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. 576-7798. Text in 913-576-7798. It's 1049 here on KMBZ. You are fired up, people. Holy cow. your texts are at least a little bit funny, even if they're kind of vile. We'll get to your calls here. We're talking about the story out of St. Louis and this couple in this video that has now been viewed 9 million times. Group of protesters was going by their house that was gated. It was a private street, but their house was gated. 500 protesters walking by. As they were protesting, wanting the mayor of St. Louis to step down, because on Friday during a Facebook video, she gave out the names and addresses of some protesters. In response to that, there are a lot of people that are calling for her to resign. She's refused. A bunch of protesters were out on Sunday. And so a couple comes out of their house, one holding, I don't even know how to describe it, but a big gun and a littler gun, seeming to aim those at the crowd of protesters that was walking by. Police are investigating. They apparently told police that they did it after seeing other individuals armed. They claim that people trespassed on a private street.
Yep, and a private street that is not theirs to defend. But what are you going to do? People are going to, try and find a reason. And, in answer to the question, how do you know they weren't threatened? Well, if they were threatened, they would have stayed in their house. They didn't. They walked out onto their own lawn and started pointing guns at people. That's not something somebody does when they feel, quote unquote, threatened.
We'll take a couple calls here before we go to news. We started this topic a little bit late, so we can keep calls going after 11 if anybody wants to get in. Let's go to Overland Park first and talk to Rich. Hi, Rich. Happy Monday.
Hi.
Hello, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hi.
I guess I don't agree with pointing the gun at the protesters, but if you look at it through the lens of everything that's been on media for the last several weeks, watching peaceful protests turn violent, watching property be destroyed, people be beaten in the streets by groups. If you see them trespassing on your property, or even if you're simply just standing on your front porch to ensure that they are very clearly understand, don't come any closer because we don't know what's going to happen with hundreds of people passing in front of our home.
Sure.
I don't agree that she should. First of all, no, she shouldn't have gone out to the sidewalk and been pointing a handgun at people. If she was going to be armed, she should have stayed on her property where she could have gotten back in her home quickly. It was a stupid decision, and they should receive some punishment for that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't personally expect that if I call, white, black, brown, doesn't matter what color I am, that the police are going to roll into that group. What, one or two cop cars are going to come up in there after I watched on the media, multiple cop cars around the country being stomped on with police officers in them and set on fire after the officers have abandoned them for their safety. I'm not expecting police to protect me in that situation.
Well, yeah, and that's valid. It's been a while since we've seen that kind of behavior, and that doesn't justify it. That doesn't mean that it should have happened. It shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. But the protests that we've seen since then have not been that. They haven't been police cars being set on fire, et cetera, et cetera. So, in this...
How long?
Weeks. I mean, when was the last time you saw it?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. So still. I think it's been longer than that, but even so, okay, that's 2 weeks. And so we're in a time now where the protests are largely different. And it's not the first, it should also, again, be a part of the story. This isn't the first time that protesters have marched up to Lyda Crewson's house. And nothing like that's happened. None of the neighbors received any rocks or bottles thrown at them or anything like that. But you're absolutely right. When, like I said at the very outset of this, if they had walked out there, armed, with a sidearm or whatever, or with a gun strapped to their back or whatever, fine, no problem. But it's as soon as you put that weapon, that's when you go wrong.
Well, it's completely legal to hold that weapon as long as it's not being pointed at someone. He didn't do that correctly. But I'll be completely frank. If the same thing happened in my neighborhood, my family would be inside and I'd be standing out in full gear on that front porch, making it very clear that if you come near my home, you might get shot.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
It's that simple. There's too many people.
Thanks a lot for the call, Rich. Too many people in what? I'm sorry. Finish your statement.
No, he's gone.
Okay. All right. We need to get to news. That's all right. We need to get to news anyway. If you want to get in, 576-7798. Steve, if you hang on the line, we'll get to you first out of the gate after we do a newscast here. It's 10:59 on KMBZ.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't.
Right, we will go back to the phones here, talking about the story that you heard in Dan's newscast that we've been talking about here for a bit. Out of St. Louis, because there have been calls for the mayor there to resign after she publicly read on a Facebook video the names and addresses of protesters. Over the weekend, then, there were calls for the mayor to resign, and a group of those protesters, 500 of them, went through the Central West End on their way to her house to protest at the mayor's house. On the way, they go on a private street. It's a gated community. There is a couple, then, that is seen on a video, seen 9 million times so far, coming out of their house, a man and a woman. He is holding a big, big gun. I don't know guns, but it's a big gun. She's holding a smaller gun. Aiming them at protesters and yelling at them to get out and to leave. Police have been called. Police are kind of sorting it out.
Yeah, and so we'll find out what happens there, if there's any kind of remedy for any of this. But it seems like, I mean, if anybody's going to be in trouble over this, she's the one that's seen in several pictures actually pointing the gun. He's just kind of standing there with it across his chest for most of it. And we'll go, let's see who's been hanging on the longest. It looks like...
Let's go to Steve first.
Yeah, we got Steve up next with us. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
All right, what's going on?
I just wanted to point out that there's a concept in law called disparity of force. Whenever you're greatly outnumbered or outmatched, say, a small woman against a large man, you do get to assume that you're in danger of great bodily harm. So if there's any interaction between those protesters on the way, then they would be in time.
They would be what? Did we lose Steve?
Did we lose him?
It sounds like we lost Steve. I'm not sure exactly where he was going, but the fact is that all of their neighbors stayed in their houses. So, I mean, if there was any kind of interaction between them, it would have been started by the people who came walking out of their house, not the people who were walking by. Off to Mike and Lee's Summit we go next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Typically, disagree with some of the stuff that you guys talk about, but still love listening to you, and I can have a normal conversation with you without screaming. So,
thank you. We appreciate that.
On this one, you're both right. You cannot brandish a weapon like they were doing, and they're lucky that somebody in the crowd didn't feel threatened and pull a weapon and shoot them, because they would have been in the right since they were pointing the weapon towards them. I'm all for protecting yourself and protecting your house, but they should have just stayed inside unless somebody came on their property or tried to enter their house. Obviously, then it's completely legit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If somebody breaks into your house, drop them. I won't argue with you there at all.
And yeah, I totally agree with you all. They kind of went a step too far, and they're lucky that they didn't get shot themselves.
All right. Well done, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Mike. We'll get another one on the line here. Let's go to Baser next and talk to Joey. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Joey. What's going on?
Good. So kind of a follow-up to that, too, is you made a great point about saying that if you felt threatened, they would be in their house. And to be honest with you, that's what you have property and homeowners insurance for, is if there's any damage or anything done to your house, let the insurance company, you know, do that. Videotape. Give them the evidence. There you go. And then most likely, you know, if somebody's going to say, well, then my insurance rates would go up. Well, to that argument, you could say when they do sue, or when there probably will be some damages going against that mayor or whatever, just let the insurance company and their attorneys go after them and add that as part of the damages claim, and then it'll work itself out. So then that way it wouldn't actually hurt the homeowners who are in that area. So it kind of goes to your point of, yeah, if you're feeling threatened, stay home or stay inside, then just videotape it, give the evidence to the necessary people, and let the attorneys, I mean, that's what you pay for.
Yeah, right. And right. I mean, if somebody does make an overt action to come up onto your property and cause trouble or try to break into your house, I have no problem with anybody trying to defend themselves from that. That's not what happened here.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. Correct.
Yep, you got it. All right. Uh-huh. Thank you very much, Joey. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joey. What is your prediction on this mayor? You think she'll end up? Because it's kind of calmed down today, although the ACLU was making a statement over the weekend. It's amazing how quickly on Friday, because to me it's this couple, whatever, but the fact that she read the names and addresses out loud of protesters and then claiming it's just public information. No, it's not.
No.
It's not as easy anymore to just, people aren't just in the phone book like they used to be. You know, it's not as easy to track down public information like that as it used to be about where people live.
And yeah, so, and let's call it what it is. I mean, she did it as a deterrent, I think. I think the case could be made. And what it seems to me is that was an overt action to say, oh yeah, you know, you're going to write in and you're going to write nasty things to me and tell me what to do. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell everybody who you are. And that's not, you can't do that. Now, do I think she's going to resign? Nope. No, I think she's going to be voted out by one of the largest margins in history, maybe, next time around. I don't think she's going to be mayor for very long.
Yeah. What will be interesting is if in her giving out those names and addresses, if anything were to happen at any home where she gave out an address, then you have a different ballgame at that point. Then you have an entirely different problem, because if they got that information because she gave it out and something happens there, then I guess it would be a question of whether it was public information or not.
Yeah. It would be very easy for somebody to say, yeah, the mayor of St. Louis gave out my address, connected it to this movement, and because of that, somebody threw rocks through my windows. If that actually happened. Not that we know of, not so far, but if it did, for them to come back, they rather than going after her personally, because she was acting as an official in her official capacity with the city of St. Louis when she gave that press conference. And therefore, yeah, they would go after the city, not after her. Well, yeah, I guess you could do both.
Texter just says it's public information. It's still public record. Phone books are not. It is open to anyone. Get educated. They're yelling at me in all caps. I mean, I'm doing some Google searches right now to try to find the home addresses of people I know. And no, it's not. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe you could go into court records or you could go into property records and stuff like that. But if you rent, it's not that easily accessible.
No. And I mean, there are ways to find out. You can find out what somebody's address is, but it's the part about connecting that address and that name to a letter that was sent to the mayor. that's not hers to give out.
Right.
It is public record where you live. A lot of times you can find that if you do different kinds of searches, you go to the courthouse or whatever. But to then connect it to a movement, to then connect it to a letter that was sent to her, as long as that letter is not threatening her life, because at that point you wouldn't share the information publicly anyway. You'd give it to the cops.
Right. All right. Thanks to everybody who got in on this one. Coming up on the other side, we're going to change conversation a little bit and talk about neighbors. This doesn't apply to me where I live, but a lot of you have like the Nextdoor app, and some of you have some of these neighborhood bulletin boards. We'll talk about the things that you see on these bulletin boards and if they surprise you coming up after the break. Right now, 11:14 on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.